Yo, check it out, check it out. A discussion with Dave is what it's all about. You can love it, you can hate it, or erase it off your phone, but you'll just be devastated when my voice leaves you alone. That's right. Another episode of A Discussion with Dave, episode 14 to be exact, is what you're listening to right now. What's up, everyone? I've been really in a funk here, people. I don't really know what to tell you. Trying to figure out what exactly I want to do. You know, little on the level with you right now. A little heart to heart. I really planned on singing for the majority of my life. And when I went through a vocal issue that basically sidelined me except to sing bass with the Blackwood Quartet, I really had to start looking at life a little bit differently. More specifically, I had to figure out what else I was going to do with my life if I was going to sing. And I really didn't have a plan. Kind of irresponsible, I know. But at 37 years old, it definitely wasn't in my agenda to be having to reinvent myself, basically. But nevertheless, here I am. I've been driving for Uber full-time since I quit that horrible job back in August. And now I am looking at a couple different adventures. I've had a couple interviews this week. I've got two different job offers. I'm going to decide between one of them within the next 6 or so days after the background checks come through, which, you know, I haven't murdered anybody that I know of, and so I don't think I've got any, you know, no felons or anything like that. Just watch somebody back into a car. That's nice. I am sitting in the parking lot of a Twice Daily. That is a basically a little shop that's associated with Shell gas stations. I don't know if it's all over the country. I'm assuming probably it is, but definitely in Tennessee. And this is the Shell station on Broadway Street, right where Broadway and West End split in downtown Nashville. And it is known as the big get-together spot for rideshare drivers. Everybody fills up here, gets their air here for their tires, gets their drinks, gets their fuel, all that stuff. It's also where a lot of homeless people beg incessantly for money. And I've got the same exact guy always. He even is now, hey man, I know I bother you every day. It's like, yeah. So, I mean, at this point, I'm almost giving you a wage for, it's ridiculous. You're asking me every day for money. And it's always this, it's always to get a shower. Hey man, can you spare a few cents to me? It's like, dude, you just acknowledged that you bother me every day. So you're saying after you beg all day for money and every day the next day you still don't have money for a shower, you got to change something up, brother. It's not working. I mean, maybe you got to try another gas station. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I wish I could just give you a bunch. I wish I had a bunch of money to where I could afford to give you a bunch of money. I don't. And so I've been straight up, no, man, sorry, don't got anything. Walk in, come out with a Red Bull or something. It's like, really, dude? You don't have anything? You just came out with a Red Bull. I'm like, yeah, man, because I got to drink a Red Bull, man. I got to work. What are you doing? Sitting out here washing your bike? I mean, I don't know why they let him borrow money to wash his bike. I also don't understand how just brazen people are. Is that the word I'm looking for? As walk in to just stare you down. Like, what? I'm talking into a phone. You've never seen anyone talking to a phone ever in your life. It's 2020. You've never seen anybody. Get out of here. Go. Get out of here. Yeah. Yeah. Leave. I think he's going to ask me for money. No, he's not. Anyways, doesn't matter. Back to the point at hand. I've got a couple different things I'm looking to do X, Y, and Z, and I'm hoping to get back into my podcast schedule soon. The job that I'm probably going to take, which is going to get me until the job that I really want, which I'm in talks to get, is going to be 4 days on and 3 days off. So maybe it's only 7 days a week, so it's impossible to do that. So 4 days on and 3 days off. So I would basically have 3 days in a row. I'm not going to tell you which days because I don't want all you stalkers knowing when I'm free and bombarding me with texts and calls and notifications. As my old boss would go, uh-oh, lots of messages. which of course that just meant he had Facebook notifications. And he had two Facebook group pages and at least three Facebook profiles, one of which was completely a fake name. He pretended to be someone else. And he would spend all day adding people and maxing out their friends. So, of course, his phone is going to constantly have notifications all day, every day. And he would act like that meant he was so important because he constantly had people that wanted his time, when really it was like Candy Crush invites and different types of game advertisements, stuff like that. Anyways, so yeah, hopefully I'll get back into the podcast schedule. I'll tell you just a little bit of what I want to do. I want to keep doing a discussion with Dave, obviously, because that is, I mean, it's gold mine, right? I mean, I've been raking in the dough. I think I've made like an entire $4.83 off of these advertisements at the beginning. So I want to do those. I want to do at least once a month. I want to do a regular, you know, Audio Crash podcast topical episode on something, you know, the one with whatever. But I also am thinking I want to do something Star Wars related. Man, I really got, I've seen, you know, The Mandalorian, the all of season one is out. It was incredible. Obviously, The Rise of Skywalker has been released, so now the sequel trilogy is complete, and I'm going to talk about that. I also think I want to go, I thought about doing an episode for each of the 9 saga films, and basically starting in chronological order and working from episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. That I thought, well, maybe that would be a little too much. Maybe I should just do 3 big episodes and they cover each trilogy, the prequel trilogy, the original trilogy, and the sequel trilogy. I think that's probably what I'm going to go with. And I'm excited about it. I like to talk with Star Wars, but I think maybe I need to get somebody to do it with me. I don't know if I want to just monologue the whole thing. Because man, it's so much more fun. That's part of the reason why I haven't done a lot of these. The discussion with Dave's are, you know, I talk and I ramble, and I'm good at that. It's for whatever reason, you know, words just fall into my head. I don't necessarily always put them in the right order, or know where I'm going before I start, but here we are. But I don't know. I might do the trilogy stuff, the Star Wars stuff together. But I do want to do that at least once a month, because I'm also going through Disney Plus now and watching The Clone Wars. And then I'm going to go in and watch Rebels. And then they're also releasing a new season, I think a final season of Clone Wars. Which, of course, the original Clone Wars was headed up by Dave Filoni, who did Rebels, and George Lucas. George Lucas was very much a part of this before the Disney buyout thing. But basically, I want to do episodes basically covering the entire canon of Star Wars. I never got into like all the books. Like I had some friends that were really into all of the Legends lore of Star Wars outside of the movies and everything. I was really focused and only really cared about what I knew was the intended story of the creator, which was George Lucas at the time. Now we've got Disney involved, and they have, you know, thrown out everything and have done their own canon. So their comics and their books and all their TV shows and stuff like that are what is Star Wars canon. And I kind of want to go through and do a series of episodes. This is probably what I'm going to do. I'm going to do the trilogy episodes. So like 3 episodes covering the 3 trilogies. I'm going to do an episode on The Mandalorian, all of season 1. But I think I'm going to start doing a Star Wars centric episode once a month. And it's basically going to be going through the canon of Star Wars, and it's going to be, you know, me geeking out about Star Wars, but also me talking and basically giving a mostly chronological account of what is canonized in Star Wars. So for those of you that are interested in that, that will be available. I will be covering everything that I can, from the major motion pictures to the television shows to the animated movies to the, which I think the only animated movie is The Clone War, but also the comic books and the regular books. So I will have to enlist the help of one of my friends, and he knows who he is. I don't know if he's going to be on the show, but he'll at least help me in verifying my canon accuracy and all that stuff. Anyways, those of you that don't worry about Star Wars, sorry, I do. I like it, so deal with it. Anyways, I got to get back to work, but I did kind of want to let you guys know what was going on I don't really have a Dave's Deep Dive today because I didn't plan this at all. I actually was going to go in to use the bathroom, and I decided to record this because you guys have been such loyal customers, just annoying me every day, asking me, when is a discussion with Dave coming back? When? We need it. It's like manna from heaven. It's the sustenance that we strive on to live our daily lives. Where is it, David? Where? I'm sorry. I have it. It's all up here. Once again, pointing to my skull. I'm going to give it to you. Dave's going to give it to you. It's weird. I don't know how to end podcasts. Have I told any of you that? I don't know if I've relayed that message. I don't actually even know if the phone's still recording. Is it? Let's see. Oh, yeah, it's still recording. 11 minutes in. This will be the shortest A Discussion with Dave episode ever. Are you happy about that? I know some of you are happy about that. The last one I said was going to be short, and it was like 45 minutes. So actually, it might have been 50 minutes. I don't know. So be looking for those things. I also, I just played a little Rocket League the other day, which is a video game for you, you know, adults out there that don't do that sort of things. That, once I became a man, I put away childish things. If I've heard that enough to where I could buy myself, at least a burger from McDonald's. I played Rocket League with two buddies, Evan and... oh my gosh. Jake, I'm very sorry. I was going to say Evan and Paco Steele, and I'm like, I can't... I didn't plan on what I was saying, but I was going to say, I can't say Paco. I didn't say General Lee, because no one, a lot of my listeners don't know who General Lee is as far as a gamer tag, but they know who Evan Steele is because he's left messages. Jacob Steele has not left a lot of messages, but I have, I think, referenced him in the past, but no one knows in my podcast who Paco is. And I didn't want to say Paco, but I very quickly forgot what your actual name was. So I apologize. You got to remember, I've got Evan, Paco, Jordan, and Eric to remember, all the Steele brothers. And there may even be more. They haven't told me about it. And I don't, it took me a while to even realize that I didn't know the age of the different Steele brothers. So I'm going to take a stab at it. Okay, I've been given the information, I think, once. So here we go. I believe that, Evan is the oldest. I know Evan is the oldest Steele brother. But for some reason, I don't know if I just naturally assumed the order in which I got to know them was their ages. Because I, at one point, thought it was like Paco, Jordan, and Eric. That's the chronological order. But that's not correct. I actually believe, I said Paco again. I believe that Jake is the youngest Steele brother. I believe that Jordan is the second and Eric is the third. If I'm wrong, Eric and Jordan are switched, but I am pretty sure, I'm going to say 90% sure that Jacob is the youngest. And that, it goes Evan, Jordan, Eric, and Jacob. I could be wrong, but as far as I know, Eric has been married for a while and has children. Not that that means you're necessarily the oldest one, but for some reason, when I got introduced to him late in the game, and I thought, oh, he's a younger brother and he's playing, this game. But then I found, oh no, he's married, he's got kids, and he's, oh yeah, I'm older. So, they will correct me. That is the Steele family way. Wrong information will not be allowed in this family. And, they always do it in a very cordial, non-condescending way, always. I'm going to be doing the episode with, I brought off that huge tangent was just to bring up the fact that I was talking to Evan the other day. We are going to continue the, 5-part series on the cult television show from J.J. Abrams Fringe, starring John Noble, Joshua Jackson, and, Anna Torv. I believe her name is Torv, T-O-R-V, I believe. Anyways, great show. Loved it. And we already did episode one. You can check that out. The episodes will get better because, you know, this is the first time we're doing this kind of thing and we're learning as we go. But yeah, we're going to do that. And I'm going to cover all the stuff that I said I'm going to cover and all of the things that I have. If you've ever been paying attention to the Facebook page, I've announced several different topics that I do want to do a show on. And I've just not ever done the show. And that will include, I wanted to do a show, a topic devoted to the life of Jeff Goldblum, because I think he's an incredibly interesting person. His career is interesting. His personality is interesting. I think he's a cool guy. I want to do an episode on all of the Jokers that have been played in movies and television shows. I want to do an episode on Nashville. I really like Nashville. I wanted to do an episode on that. And there was another one. I think I wanted to do one on The Legend of Zelda, my favorite video game franchise. I'll probably end up doing one on The Last of Us, which I believe... The Last of Us Part 2, there's a video game series now. And Part 2 is coming out in... It's been delayed. It was supposed to come out, I believe, in March. It's been delayed until May. That is my most anticipated game of this year. Great, incredible story. I'm not going to get into it because I'm going to do a podcast about it. I really love that story and game together. So we'll talk about that. So Audio Crash Podcast... it's not dead. A discussion with Dave's are not dead. So stick around. Send in questions like you have done in the past. And we will get this thing back on schedule. Why, is that the British thing? I mean, I'm, you know, schedule is what we say. But I do know I've seen in entertainment people say schedule. I've got to put it down in my schedule. What is the schedule? Which is strange. Lots of words are like that. And not all of them, but lots of them. I can't remember any other ones other than what I just said, but they are out there, so believe me. Anyways, I am going to end this with a typical and very stereotypical and just more redundant ways of saying typical. Censor beep. Have a good evening. Sorry, my bad. That was the wrong one.